What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Epic views, waterfall mists, summit sunsets. It's all better outside. And with AllTrails, you can discover the best of nature with over 450,000 trails around the world. Download the free app today and find your next adventure.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Layla Rahimi, Marshall Harris, Rahimi and Harris, middays 10 a.m. to 2 on Chicago Sports Radio 670 The Score.
Yeah, I think the assessment, we've made it clear, I trust him. And he is a hard worker, he's young, he's talented, he's curious. I think his greatest attribute, he's willing, as he did just in the press conference, to raise his hand and say, here's some things where he fell short. He's as hard on himself more than anyone could be hard on him. And he strives every single day to do the right thing.
That was Kevin Warren. This is Rahimi and Harris on 670 The Score. We broadcast live from the Score's Hyundai Studios, brought to you by your local Hyundai dealers. Kevin Warren talking about his general manager, Ryan Poles of the Bears, because multiple reports said that Ryan Poles was extended last Friday, that he had 2 years remaining on his contract, contrary to the 1 year that we thought, for a total of 5 years. Marshall, we reacted in real time to the news that we had heard. It obviously changed the course of the afternoon show. Judson Richards and Lou Kanellis were in that day for Lawrence Holmes and Matt Spiegel. And I was asked, what do you think about this now that you've had a couple of days to marinate on the information? And I think at that time, we're just in the position of this happened, trying to figure out why and what our initial thoughts were. Listen. I still stand on, I needed to see a season of work before I was willing to say, if I'm writing the checks, okay, mission accomplished. You have earned an extension for a 15-36 general manager. And there's a lot of excuses that have been made for that record. Oh, people forget what he came in with. You know, there were all these players that were getting paid big contracts and he had to cut it down. Ryan Poles himself did not want to call it a rebuild. He reminded us all of that when he got the job. He didn't want to say it. He didn't want to call it that. So by that definition, I didn't either, because he told me that's not what he wanted. Did I think it was? Yes. But I still count that season, and I still count the two other seasons where you lost 10 games in a row for a total of a 15-36 record. Additionally, I count the fact that, yes, not only did he say he hired Matt Eberflus, but that he and Matt Eberflus are represented by the same agent in Trace Armstrong, who is seated at the right hand of the Bears, and we know that. But that doesn't mean that he didn't then therefore back him up every chance he got. We talked about it with Dan Wiederer. You hired Shane Waldron. You talked about how smart you were and what your process was and how you interviewed 9 candidates. You then doubled down on having Matt Eberflus when you had Shane Waldron for that last year. And even though the team did the right thing in firing the head coach for the first time in the middle of a season ever in its franchise history, this is all still on you. This is aside from the guys like Nate Davis, Chase Claypool, trading away Roquan Smith. And for those who say, all you're being is negative, I'm telling you why I'm not paying the guy yet. Did you answer some questions that you had? You did. You decided to spend a lot of money that she had on the offensive line. And you're allowed to do that when the majority of your team is playing on rookie contracts, or the majority of your core anyway. But to go ahead and pay somebody who I still think hasn't proven anything says more about the Bears wanting to be in sync in their process along with their quarterback, even though this puts them a year after a quarterback on his rookie deal if they pick up that option. And we know what happens with the GM and the head coach when they get another year, if perhaps their job is on the line, at least at Hallis Hall, and they're faced with trying to pick a quarterback. That's what happened with Ryan Pace, Matt Nagy, and Justin Fields. In my opinion, he wasn't there yet for me to say, you deserve an extension. And I stand on that now. Doesn't mean he couldn't earn one. But that, if I'm writing the checks, he hadn't earned it with me yet. No.
So basically what you're saying is you would have delayed this decision by one more year to find out, okay, that 15 and 36, have you done enough in yet another season to show that you deserve to keep doing this job, or should we bring someone else in differently?
I think it's not just that. It's knowing that this can't be the expectation. And I appreciate guys like Kevin Warren saying, well, nobody's harder on him than himself. The National Football League is harder on you. The National Football League is trying every single day to prevent your team from being more successful because it means it comes at the expense of one of its own. Every day, the Vikings and the Lions are keying in on how to get better than you. The Packers as well. Every single day. So that's why I don't mind applying this standard. I'm the powder puff. But I'm not here to make people feel better about it either. The rest of the league isn't. And just to add this from Dan Weider, this is from previously last season, whenever the rumor mill was circulating that, well, Poles didn't hire Eberflus. It says, to be clear, Eberflus was never forced on Poles, at least not by anyone employed at Hallis Hall. The two share representation in agent Trace Armstrong, and per Poles' account had become friendly after meeting years back through multiple acquaintances. Eberflus also came highly recommended in 2022 by Colts GM Chris Ballard, who had spent 12 seasons in the Bears organization from 2001 to 2012 and also worked with Poles for 4 years with the Kansas City Chiefs. Also, don't forget that the Bears' 2022 coaching search was spearheaded by an outside consultant. And I think this is where it gets convoluted. Bill Polian, whose 14 seasons in the Colts organization left him, for better or worse, with deeper connections inside that franchise. But every single time when he was asked, Poles, he took responsibility for him. I'm okay with people saying this is a positive time for the Bears. I'm okay with people being happy about what happened. I am happy that they spent resources on the offensive line. I'm happy that they spent resources on the head coach. But when it comes to drafting, signing people to second contracts that take up more money, putting yourself in a similar cap situation that Ryan Pace was, for example, in when it comes to paying people what you think they're worth, a la Tremaine Edmonds, and knowing you've got a lot of other people you have to pay to get under the cap as well. He hasn't been in that situation yet because he hasn't been manning this team long enough. But the idea that the Bears under Ryan Pace, for all of their flaws, were this horrible situation, they still had a lot of talent in place, and they made the playoffs twice. They lost in the first round both times. That's not acceptable. But it's not like he inherited a massive dumpster fire either. It was bad. But that's why there's been years of relaxed expectation and response. That doesn't, though, mean that your third through sixth rounds haven't been questionable. That doesn't mean that your trades, a lot of them haven't been questionable. Do you get credit for the good ones? Absolutely, we give you credit for what happened with Carolina. We give you credit for putting yourself in the position to draft Caleb Williams. But it's the other decisions and how you built the team. Not just a roster, but the team. And moving forward, what happens? You haven't even had a 500 season, or even within a game when it comes to an odd-numbered NFL regular season. I wasn't there yet. That's a reward. That's a raise. Show me something.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Epic views. Waterfall mists. Summit sunsets. It's all better outside. And with AllTrails, you can discover the best of nature with over 450,000 trails around the world. Download the free app today and find your next adventure.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
We're talking about Ryan Poles and the receipt portion of how we got here. And here is Ryan Poles has now been extended through 2029 here on Raheemy and Harris. Layla sharing her thoughts after having a weekend to process it because, as she said, we found out in real time what exactly happened. Here's my overall stance on Ryan Poles. Clearly, the Bears believe in him, for better or for worse. They have tied their wagon to him. Ben Johnson believes in him, and that's why the Bears believe in him, because Ben Johnson is that dude. In the Bears' eyes. That's why they paid him all the money. So now we get to see what's really good. And if Ryan Poles and his draft classes can't come up with any Pro Bowl talent, they won't be making a charge of the playoffs because you need Pro Bowlers to be on a playoff team. That's generally how that works. And so what I'm waiting on this season is to see what the development of all the players, not just this past year's draft class, but all the players the Bears still have on their roster, how they develop and what they do on the field. I already told you who my sleeper pick is to do big things this season. Do you remember? It's Tyrique Stevenson. Bounce back. Incoming. Pro Bowl. Incoming. Write that down. But that's not enough. Ben Johnson has to show that he could take Caleb Williams and get him on the trajectory to being one of the best five or six quarterbacks in the NFL. That's the goal.
Additionally, I just want to point this out, and this is also where I have big concerns. Not to just, again, re-explain settled science when it came to whose decision and responsibility it was for Matt Eberflus, the guy who's represented by the same agent. Here's this quote. This is what he told Sirius XM NFL Radio at the Combine. Ben Johnson's going to bring him all the way down, Caleb Williams, to the ground floor again and build him up the right way. I think through the process, probably some unknowns, we probably skipped some steps in his development. Some of those critical things that you really can't go to step two before you finish step one, and that takes some time. So bringing him onto the ground floor and building him back up is going to be critical. They're going to be very honest with each other in terms of what needs to happen and to take that next step. In these same discussions and in this same news cycle, there was also the discussion of how he observed things at training camp that they didn't address at the time. You were the man in charge. You wear that 5-13 or 15-36 record. You wear that 5-12 record. That is your job when you're at the head of this. And then it's going to be your responsibility when this comes under criticism, when we haven't seen a winning season yet, and you're getting a raise and an extension.
815 on the text line. If the Bears go 500, it would be a huge accomplishment. Their schedule is tough. I completely agree. It's tougher than it was last year. It's going to be a rough and bumpy ride, and that's why I think they're going to go 8-9.
Well, and Casey and Coop's dad on Twitch says, Layla, did Kwesi Adofo-Mensah deserve an extension? The success they have had, the Vikings, is much more about the coach than him. He's drafted 23 players since he got there and three of them start. That's awful. What's the win-loss record? Who was in the discussion for a coach of the year? The coach is part of this. So which is it? Is the coach part of it or is it not part of it? I'm on the side that the coach is part of it and your win-loss record matters. It matters to the rest of the league.
No, I think it takes a building, but ultimately responsibility stops at the top.
Show them why you get it. You know, like we said, be near 500.
Yeah, and 847, great point. Leaving the development of Caleb in the hands of Eberflus and Walden is borderline fireable on its own. I was the one saying they need to have an offensive-minded head coach. They finally have one, so let's see what happens.
And yeah, when you get extended, these are the conversations that have. You and I get scrutinized for stuff, whether or not we actually did it every single day. I am more than allowed to ask when somebody is saying that they're observing, like they aren't the one in charge. If it's not you, then who was it? Are we going to be talking about similar things like this next year?
I hope not.
And then for how many further? It's right to ask for a season to show us. And then, you know what? You probably get more money on the other side, but what do I know? I don't question Trace Armstrong when it comes to securing a bag.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky, but Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 50% off with minimum purchase, plus a professional measure at no cost. Rules and restrictions apply.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.